We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ian Rappaport and a number of others came out yesterday and said they were going to see what the NFL wants to see what its options are when it comes to the Pro Bowl. Uh-huh. And obviously, anybody that watched, anybody except Ahmed, who somehow, I guess, bet on the Pro Bowl last year and made a bunch of money. But anybody that watched the Pro Bowl last year knows it was an awful product. Like, I'm a football junkie. I'll watch a USFL. Like, I'm into all of it. But the Pro Bowl's, when there just isn't tackling, it's a joke.
It's atrocious.
And that was a joke. So they've asked, what are some options to spruce up the Pro Bowl? And I think for me, you get rid of the football and you just turn it into a series of really fun position by position group challenges.
Yeah.
Like how about relays?
Relay races?
I've always defensive backs and
like
receivers.
Egg on a spoon race.
No, defensive backs and receivers have always talked about, I know when I first got here, we were talking about like the offense and defense having a track team, like a four by one relay. I would love to see something like that.
Like who's the fastest team?
Yeah, I'd rather see them have a race, like a NFC, AFC, get the four top guys, run the 4x1, run something like a track meet, do some.
I think it'd be more fun if you did it by teams. Yeah, and like,
but no, I mean, everybody don't make the Pro Bowl off a team, so you got to leave it at the conference.
That's true.
So then you just basically sit there and you do different events. Like I told you, me going against Ironhead Haywood in those little agility drills,
yeah,
that was fun as hell. Because if you're not going to do real football, don't have people paying that type of money to go out there and watch you play around. Because last year was ridiculous. They'll come over there, tag a guy on one play, the ref will blow the whistle. The next guy, they call, oh, no, he didn't tackle, it was a touchdown.
So, PFT commenter via Diana Rossini, PFT's our friend, obviously, had some ideas where you fly all the Pro Bowlers and two guests to Vegas. They each get to bring their wife and perhaps their mistress, whoever they want the second guest to be. There's no football game, but there's a golf tournament. Longest drive on the first hole gets a horse. Closest to the hole on the last par three gets a car. And the longest putt made gets to tear up their contract and instantly become an unrestricted free agent.
Well, PFT, until you put that last thing, they ain't gonna happen.
Well,
they'll never give a person, because they just think the NFL.
I also don't think they're gonna get a horse either. So
I mean, you give them a car, you give them a horse. I mean, the horse cheaper.
Here's the real idea though, and I think this would have some legs. Instead of the Pro Bowl that weekend, which is irrelevant, you do some fun stuff. You do a relay race like you want. I'd love to see a offensive line and defensive line slam dunk contest. Those big fellas are still super athletic. I think that'd be pretty entertaining to watch.
That'd be too many goals broken.
Maybe. What about like a half-court shooting contest between?
But the whole thing about it, let's be real.
And the quarterback skills challenge is always awesome.
Okay, I'll just say this. Out of all of the All-Star events, theirs has fallen off the most.
We
understand it's not serious, but at least at a certain point, they do get serious. football is just completely just to say it to hell with. They gave the whole fan base a one-finger salute. Baseball, yes, we understand. They make everybody go in and pitch. But down the stretch, pitchers are trying to strike people out. Guys are trying to take a yard. Basketball, they mess around, but you know what? You can play basketball halfway have fun.
Fourth quarter of the NBA All-Star game is awesome, yeah.
It's kind of hard to play football half-ass and get something out of it.
It's impossible.
Yeah, so it's just, if you're going to do it, do it. You know?
What if you change Pro Bowl weekend? Obviously, you still name Pro Bowlers, and you have skills challenges. You have the quarterbacks throwing the ball for accuracy. You have, you know, big guys sumo wrestling, whatever kind of ideas you can come up with. But instead of the Pro Bowl game, which is unwatchable, you come up with a legit third-place game, and you attach some money to it to motivate guys to play.
There you go.
Think about last year. But if the Sunday before the Super Bowl, got to watch Chiefs versus Niners.
What are the Pro Bowlers getting paid for?
Whatever their current bonuses are, they still get it.
But I'm saying they're going to get it just because they made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it still shows they played at a high
then
level.
Then they have to show up and do appearances and things of that nature.
Half of them turn it down anyway.
Remember, I'm just saying some of them have. No. If I'm changing it, I need you to come. I need you to help me promote it. But so I'm going to have all the Pro Bowlers here, and we're going to have a real game go on with money attached to it. Then the league can probably make more money than they were for the Pro Bowl.
I think if the league does think about the World Cup. The World Cup's the biggest entity in sports, mm-hmm. right? They do a third place game. Those soccer players that play at that level, they're quadrabillionaires. They're rich as hell, right? Mm-hmm. But they still suit up for that third place game. Yeah. Now, some of them might not if they're hurt or whatever it is. That Chiefs-Niners game, maybe it won't be played to the same level of intensity because there's some obvious disappointment in losing and playing in the.
Hey, I got one more game and I know I can get another check. Hell, I'm going to give you what I got.
Dude, you know what that game could sell for?
A lot?
Like, if Amazon wants that game,
yeah.
Like, if TNT doesn't have any football, but they're like, yo, we'll give you 50 mil for that game, the whole country would watch it.
Hell yeah.
The whole country would watch it.
But, like, right now, and they do nothing. Like, back in the day, the Pro Bowl was played serious. There were more people hurt in the skill competitions than hurt in the Pro Bowl. Now they're worried about people. I just think that they have put too much worry into it. Play the damn game. It's a game where people will get hurt. The fact that you're trying to save everybody from being hurt means more people are going to get hurt because they're not going to work hard enough to get to the level they need to be at.
You gotta get him out there in some capacity. Landfill, you got any ideas for the Pro Bowl?
It's tough because, I mean, the guys just don't want to get hurt, and the games suck because of that.
They don't want, like you said, they don't want to get hurt.
I understand why they don't want to.
They could be hurt in everything in this day and age.
If you're going to keep it, I recognize that the third place game is probably a pipe dream. I think you lean into gambling and just make it a series of bettable contests. And you make it a bracket of, I mean, the easiest one to do would be the quarterbacks, but you could do a quarterback skills challenge with, you got four QB, I mean, six quarterbacks get named to the Pro Bowl, right? Three on each side. So you make your bracket and there's a playing game or whatever the hell, or you have to open it up to four quarterbacks. The skills challenge of quarterbacks is easy. But you could do something with the running backs where there's a comparable skills challenge or a long jump or whatever. You make brackets out of this thing.
You could do football skill things, you know, running with the football, cutting and things of that nature, and they're racing with it. You don't have to completely go against the sport. I just thought that the DBs and receivers, they're the biggest divas in sports. So let them race each other. They say, I'm faster than you. No, race. Show us.
All of them think they're faster than their counterpart.
Yeah.
No matter what. It's just, I don't know that there's a good idea to save the Pro Bowl in its current constitution.
I think that they have ruled all the rule changes. They're way from not being able to fix it.
Did you have an idea, Jeff?
Man, I saw something on the internet one time, and I completely agree with this idea. They said for the Pro Bowl, the two lowest-ranked teams should play for the number one draft pick. That would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, the owners want you to play real hard, but the players are going to say, what the hell are we getting for it?
And who gets the number one draft pick? The winner?
The winner, yeah. It stops teams from tanking.
Because if the loser get it, then you know I'm trying to lose again.
Yeah, right. Then you start Jake Fromm, quarterback.
I'm playing all the guys that were on practice squad throughout the year.
Yeah, but if you're the quarterback.
That might backfire on you.
Yeah.
If you're the quarterback on a team in that game, you just want to throw as many picks as possible.
Yeah, because otherwise they're taking your replacement.
Exactly.
I like that idea. I like real ideas on this thing. There's almost always a tiebreaker for the draft. There's almost always two teams coming in at 8-9 or whatever. Maybe make them play. But the problem is...
But the rule is it was no blitzing. Is that guys took care of each other for the most part. But you have to tackle somebody. That two-hand touch, jogging at like 20% on the field, that's garbage.
Sean Taylor believed in hitting in the Pro Bowl.
And guess what? I would have loved to play the Pro Bowl with and against Sean, because you know what? When I buckled up the helmet, it meant business. When you buckle your helmet your whole life, when you finally went snap, snap, that's when you knew it was about to happen. And you do that, and then you go out there and play around, and you ain't serious about your game.
How about this idea? Because a lot, I would say, offensive linemen, but players all over the league, there's a ton of hunters, just like Jeff Walker. How about skeet shooting contest? That's from Jeff Woodbury.
I mean, it worked.
Fun to watch.
Anything they can do. But I think, you know, if I'm going to the Pro Football Pro Bowl game, I want to see football. I mean, the other sports, it works with them. They do the same skill level that they do, and they can still entertain us. Why is it that football, we are not entertained?
Linemen 7-on-7s.
Like with a lineman at quarterback?
Quarterback, receiver.
Now you're really trying to get somebody hurt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.